Boy, do I do better when Lisa's is around. Gotta tell ya. It is the middle of August 2018. Oh my goodness. Remember when I was younger? Or a kid. Year 2000 was so far off. I was in my mid-30s. At the turn of the century and millennium. Now that I'm 51, quite a bit later, and interesting world. Mother aunt's I'm not walking with her this morning. She's off to see Caleb get graduated. From basic training, so that excitement's going on. I need to stay home. Mostly work. And I'm really glad I did, because yesterday was a horrendous roller coaster ride. I got real mad. I wasn't too quiet about expressing how angry I was. Not with anything, just circumstances. Just the situation. A deadline. And I was so painfully close to making this thing happen. And I really hate rolling back. And that's what we did. Anyway, so that's pretty much what I'm up to. So jostling around, but of course still works tonight, so see each other in the evenings. Anyway, but regardless. It's rained a bit, and everything's kind of green. I'm going to have to mow the lawn on a Saturday. because it's gone kind of wild. First lane's growing amazingly, and I ate some. Grow a lot more than I get the compunctions together to eat. Don't know, because it's just not convenient enough. Anyway, so but it's prodigious in my world. It's very prodigious. Hasn't been too terribly hot in the 90s. I've only had a couple of days where it's been into the hundreds. If this is climate change, I'm kind of going for it. Although I think both Lisa and I want to be closer to mountains. And I'm kind of looking at foothill cabin living, but there's going to be a lot more snow to it. I don't know how Lisa feels about that. I think she's a little nervous. And I might not like it either. You know, it's not like I'm this amazing guy. Almost all of my mountain experiences are in the, have been in the summertime. You know, hiking, backpacking up in the mountains. I've been looking at places that tend to be about 10 degrees colder year-round than it is here. If you can get about 10 degrees colder, you don't need to worry about cooling particularly. So, that's a good thing. Although I don't think cooling costs here are terribly bad, because it's just, it's dry. And, that helps a lot. Much more, good term for it. Much more pleasant. In humid summers everywhere else. Anyway, so looking a bit at Las Vegas, New Mexico. About another 2,000 feet up. About another, about 150 miles north of where we are. Those two things combined together. Do a good job of dropping the temperature a little bit. Of course, one of the big things, one of the big bears in the room is water. We live in the Southwest. Water is somewhat scarce here. Right now there are dairies. Dairying has become the up-and-coming agriculture around here. Land prices are cheap. Proximity to cheap labor. A lot of cheap Mexican labor here. I mean, people from Mexico. I'm not trying to be ethnically charged. They would claim racist, but I'm sorry, being Hispanic is not a race. But I think that was all interesting to the dairy business. And then there's this one side of me that says, don't worry, the dairies will pull out before the water goes and everything will be fine. You go, you know what? And you go, because one thing you can depend upon for businesses is they're going to milk. That's an interesting way to say it. They'll milk all your resources until they're all gone. And then they'll leave. So, a little bit concerned about that. So, yes, for retirement, not really looking at hanging around here. Water's a big deal. Other parts of the world, you've got an excess of water. So you don't really even think about it or care about it. It's like oxygen. You just have it. And but yeah, here you can't. You have to worry about that. Getting water is tricky. So, there are places that tend to have more ready sources of water. A lot of them around here, it comes from snow, and just like water can be a little, you know, rains can come and then rains can be gone for, seems like years. And then, and the same is basically true of snow now. snow and mountains are usually talked about in terms of skiing and how much snow has to actually come to bring good slopes. Well, that's a bit tricky. So, that's where it kind of comes in, you know, are you getting enough snow to get the water that you need? That's an excellent question. I'm going to go back across the street. They're putting a new sidewalk here. It'll be nice if the sidewalk's in. But for now, not even the water. Anyway, so guys working on it. Oop, and they're going to put in a crossing here. Looks like. Mark. Anyway, there's a Harley Davidson. It's all based on resources, stuff like that. The land I can actually afford is has the same water problems as anything else though. Or you go to a place where water's like oxygen, so it doesn't end up being in the calculation. Place I look at gets interesting because it looks out of prize territory. So I have to look for things that have all the ingredients but are otherwise not very palatable for these things, but then it's not interesting to Lisa. Lisa wants nice things. And my problem is, my dear honey bunny, we can't afford nice things. I felt like being the one to bring that up. Now, give us a few years of not having any kids at home, and we might have quite a bit of resources. These places tend to be kind of expensive to begin with. You know, not just expensive to possess them, but expensive to hang on to them. So, anyway, I'm here. 2 minutes before I should be. Good timing. Talk to you. Bye.